Hello and welcome to the Miguel Navarro Show. I am your host, Miguel Navarro, and now the 2021 NFL season is right around the corner. And I am going to give you all my predictions for the 2021 NFL season. Disclaimer, I don't like doing this, but I think people would like to hear it. And I believe people are interested in what other people's predictions are because they just want to have a pissing contest, essentially, right? So I'm going to give you guys my NFL predictions. We're going to go through with this, and we're going to have a good time doing it. So I'm going to start off going division by division and give you my winners and then give you my wild card teams. And on top of that, giving you my defensive rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year, you know how it all goes down, MVP, and then my Super Bowl prediction. So let's start off with the AFC East. I expect the Buffalo Bills to come out and win the AFC East again. Yes, Buffalo is going to be just as good as last season, I believe, if not better. Josh Allen, let's just call it what it is. He is one of the best players in the NFL, and I just have a hard time believing that man will not make noise in the playoffs and throughout the NFL season. But you're going to ask yourself, what about New England? What's going on with New England and Miami? These teams have potential to do something special in the AFC East. And I'm going to have to say New England will be the second team to come out of that division to go to the playoffs. I believe in Mac Jones quite a bit. I believe in Bill Belichick quite a bit. I don't want to say something special is going to happen in New England, but I expect good things to happen coming out of that Patriots organization. Now, Miami, look, they have a lot of talent. They did really well in the draft, so it seems. And they've done some good things in free agency over the last year and a half. But I just have a hard time believing that Tua Tagovailoa is their guy. I don't even think that's their guy. They don't think that. They say it, you know, they say the right things in the media, but I don't think that the Miami Dolphins really feel like Tua is their guy because they wouldn't really be going after Deshaun Watson if they really felt that Tua was their guy. Nope. So with that being all said, I just have a hard time believing that Miami is going to be a team that's going to be able to do something, at least win enough games and, you know, have a cohesive unit and actually make the playoffs. So there we are. That's my AFC East prediction. Buffalo Bills and New England as a wild card. AFC North. I actually think Cleveland is going to do it this year. I genuinely believe they're going to win that division. I love what they have going on there. I know there's a lot of big names, but that alone is not the reason why I like Cleveland. Look, at the end of that season, you saw the chemistry brewing. Cleveland had a good thing going on. They're scrappy, they're tough, they're fun to watch, and I believe that that's going to carry on this season. Barring any injuries, I think Cleveland may be the most talented team in the NFL. You look at the roster and you go, wow, that may be the most talented team in the league. And that's part of the reason why I like them. And I love Baker Mayfield. You know, for those of you who don't like Baker because he's on commercials or whatever the hell else, Baker's a bad dude. He can play ball. And at the end of the day, you need a dude who's going to take risks. And he's right now in the point of his career where he's in a make it, break it kind of in a situation where he has to prove to himself and to the league that he is their future. So you got to keep in mind that Baker Mayfield is probably going to come out and play out of his mind. Now, Baltimore, a lot of people would probably have chosen Baltimore to win that division. And I don't blame them for thinking that. I think teams are going to start catching on to Baltimore. And I think that John Harbaugh is one of the best coaches in the NFL. He's so underrated in so many ways. And even when he doesn't have the most talented team in the league, he comes out and does good things. So I believe that, you know, he'll take Lamar Jackson and he'll, you know, even with the injury to JK, I don't think that team's going to fall apart too much. And that's why I think they're going to end up being a wild card team coming out of that division. Now, Pittsburgh is a team that I absolutely love in general. Like, I like their style of football and I love Ben Roethlisberger, but I just think they're going to fall short and just miss the playoffs. I just have a hard time believing Pittsburgh is going to make it, at least over other teams and other divisions. But if there were an 8th seed, I think Pittsburgh would be that team to take that last playoff spot. But because there isn't an 8th seed, and I think there's going to be another team who just beats them out for that 7th seed, I think Pittsburgh is going to be on the outside looking in. Now, the AFC South, honestly, has to be one of the least competitive divisions in the whole NFL. And I'm going to go with Tennessee. I mean, really, where else can we go with this division? I mean, come on, Indianapolis with Carson Wentz. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying the whole Carson Wentz thing. I've never been a big fan of his coming out of, what was it, you know, South Dakota State. I don't know. I just never liked the guy coming out of college. He had one amazing season with the Eagles and then has kind of fallen flat on his face after that. And injuries have happened to him. And I just have a hard time believing he's going to be the reason why the Colts are going to turn it around and make the playoffs. At least, again, because I believe Phillip Rivers was a higher quality quarterback than Carson Wentz. Say what you want, he really was. Phillip Rivers was a better quarterback than Carson Wentz last year, and I would bet that Carson Wentz is not going to be able to pull the Colts through. Now, I don't even want to talk about Jacksonville. Too young of a team, injuries already occurring, and I don't know if Urban Meyer is really an NFL coach. And that's where, as far as Houston is concerned, we know they have a ton of problems there, and we really can't expect Houston to do anything special. Nope. There's just a lot of animosity between the team, and just a lot of players don't really want to play for that squad. And then you have Deshaun Watson wanting to leave and his whole sexual allegation problem. Nope. Just Houston's a no-no. I don't even want to think about it. So just Tennessee coming out of the AFC South. That's what I expect. Now here comes the AFC West. Yeah. The AFC West. I think Kansas City is an easy choice. And I mean, do you really have to think about it? You should. You shouldn't just say things just to say it. But I look at Kansas City and I go, man, does it get much better than that? You have the best player in the NFL in Patrick Mahomes. He's definitely the most talented, right? He's got to be. If he's not the most talented, he's top three most talented. But I have a hard time saying that he's not the most talented. And he is a special football player. And when you have a guy like that, you know, as your leader and your quarterback, you're always in the game. And that's why I believe Kansas City is going to be the team coming out of the AFC West as division winners. Now, this division has a lot of talent, young talent at that. But I believe that another team will come out of this division as a wild card team, and I'm talking about the Denver Broncos. Now, this is all depending on how Teddy Bridgewater plays. If Teddy's healthy, if Teddy plays well, and if Teddy finishes as a top 15 quarterback in the NFL, I can almost guarantee you that the Denver Broncos come out of the AFC West as a wild card team. Almost guarantee it. Denver has one of the most talented rosters and youngest in the NFL. And you have to take them very serious. That defense is going to be outstanding. They're going to be a top five defense in the NFL. And you have a lot of young talent at receivers and at running back. That offensive line is coming together. I like what Denver has going on. And I have a hard time believing that Denver won't put up some real stiff competition for the rest of the AFC. Now, I really think that last wild card spot is going to be between Denver and Pittsburgh, but I think Denver is going to do just enough if Teddy Bridgewater is a top 15 quarterback in the NFL. Now, on to the NFC East. The NFC East is one of those divisions where almost everyone, when you talk about that division, is down on every single team. You kind of go, oh, Washington football team, New York Giants, Philadelphia Eagles, oh, Dallas Cowboys, no way. But someone has to win that damn division, right? And I think it's going to be the Washington football team. I like Ron Rivera as a coach. I think he's a phenomenal coach. He's one of the best coaches in the NFL and is very underrated as well. Now, I think Dallas comes out as a wild card team in that division. What? Dallas? Look, man, they're one of the most talented teams in the NFL. At least, guys, I'm talking about just look at them talent-wise. But I have very little faith in Mike McCarthy as a coach. Never been a big fan of his. I know he won a Super Bowl in Green Bay over a decade ago, mind you. But I've always felt like he was a little bit of a, you know, how can I put this nicely? I don't want to call him a lame coach, but he's the kind of coach that sometimes his players carry him. I don't like his decision-making at times, and I don't think he ever does anything special as an NFL coach. So I believe that his team is going to carry him through Dak and Zeke, and, you know, I think Michael Parsons is going to have a great rookie season. I have a hard time believing that Mike McCarthy is going to be able to push him through and do anything special, but like I said, his team would carry him through. And as far as Daniel Jones and the Giants, Daniel, this is your make or break year, and I don't think the Giants really have faith in him. They're just saying all the right things in the media, and the Giants will probably miss the playoffs, and I think that might be the end of Daniel Jones, or at least that regime with the Giants. NFC North. I only think there's only one team to talk about, and I'm only going to talk about one team and move forward, the Green Bay Packers. Even with all the bullshit that's going on in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, the Packers are still going to win that division. Extremely talented team, and the rest of the division is whack. Next, NFC South. Tom Brady, Tampa Bay, Super Bowl. Repeat? Maybe? I think they may go to the Super Bowl again, but we'll get to the end of that later on. We'll talk about that. But Tampa Bay, wins that division, and I think that the only team that comes out, the NFC South. Let's continue. Now, this is the most interesting division in the whole NFL, and I'm talking about the NFC West. If there has ever been a division where every NFL team in that division could go to the playoffs, this is the one. I like every team in this division. They're all fun to watch. They're all super talented, and they all can make a push. Now, do I expect every single team to make the playoffs from that division? No, I don't. Because ultimately, they're going to all beat up in each other and someone's going to end up 8-8. But sometimes that's all it takes, an 8-8 team making the playoffs, especially when you have seven teams. But it's a potential that all four teams can make the playoffs. But you're probably wondering who's my winner. And my winner's Seattle, the Seahawks. Look, I love Russell Wilson. I think Russell Wilson is a top three quarterback in the NFL. He's one of my favorite players in the NFL. And I think he's so talented and he's such a great leader. And I have a hard time believing that he cannot do everything in his power to win that division. And he has so much talent around him. I have to go with Seattle to win that division. Now, I believe that the Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers also make the playoffs. That leaves Arizona on the outside looking in. But would I be surprised if Arizona ended up making the playoffs and all four teams in the NFC West make the playoffs? No, I would not be surprised whatsoever. I can't imagine it really happening, but how dope would that be if every NFC West team made the playoffs? Unheard of. And then look, who knows if that could ever happen in the future after this season? Because we don't know what's going to happen with the Seahawks and Russell Wilson. We don't know how Matt Stafford's going to pan out the Rams. We don't know if Trey Lance is going to be a good enough player in the NFL, and is Jimmy Garoppolo going to be healthy in the future? We don't know any of this. But I can tell you this, that NFC West division is going to be badass. And I can't now wait to watch their games. And being on the West Coast, I'm lucky enough to watch other games. So there we are. I told you guys my division winners, and now it's time for the, I guess we want to call it accolades, right? Let's start off with Offensive Rookie of the Year. So, because I believe New England will come out of that division as a wild card team, I have to give Offensive Rookie of the Year to Mac Jones. Mac Jones, one of my favorite quarterbacks in this draft class, I think is going to pull it out. He's going to pull it off, and he's going to absolutely win that Offensive Rookie of the Year, especially if the Patriots make the playoffs. He's not going to be super flashy. All the boy's going to do is drop dimes and just beat the hell out of teams with his accuracy. That's all. Love the guy. And I have all the faith in the world that he's going to be a great NFL quarterback. And I could be wrong about that because, you know, he has a dad bod and he kind of has cement bricks on his feet. But who gives a damn? The boy can play. Now, my Defensive Rookie of the Year, I expected to be Michael Parsons. I think the Cowboys are going to try to utilize him in a way where he could be a threat at all times on the field. And he, you know, you can't deny his talent. You can't. You just can't do it. So I believe that Michael Parsons will win that Defensive Rookie of the Year, but he's going to have real stiff competition with Patrick Surtain. And I believe Patrick Surtain is the real deal. And, you know, a team like Denver drafting him and being able to use him properly and pretty much allowing him to lock down these, you know, number one receivers, if he can do it, we'll see. But I think Michael Parsons, because he the position that he plays, he's going to have a better chance to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. Now, my MVP, it's not Patrick Mahomes. It's not Baker Mayfield. It's not Derrick Henry. It's Josh Allen. Josh Allen is my guy. Man, that boy is made for Buffalo. And he can play ball. And if he can whip it in Buffalo with that wind, imagine what he can do in clear weather when he's, you know, finally going to the playoffs and having to go to Kansas City or maybe a team in a hotter, you know, location like, Houston or something like that. Not that Houston's making the playoffs, but I'm just using them. Maybe the Chargers, maybe Vegas. You never know. Either way, Josh Allen's going to make noise, and I think he's going to be the best player in the NFL this year. Maybe not necessarily the best player, but he's going to be the most valuable player. And MVP doesn't necessarily mean that you're always just the best player, but, you know, what you mean to your team and what you have done that particular season. So there we are. That is my predictions for the, you know, for accolades and divisions. And I'm going to give you my last prediction. And it's the one that people always want to hear when you talk to someone and goes, hey, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? And guys, my Super Bowl winner, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, are going to lose to the Kansas City Chiefs. There we go. Kansas City does it again. And you got to look at that team and you got to say to yourself, they have a short window. I want to say a short like window. They're going to be losing a lot of that talent because once Patrick Mahomes' contract starts kicking in, you know, and they're paying $45 million a year, to Patrick Mahomes. You know, they're going to have to start cutting some of that talent. And this is their time to start winning championships or continue winning championships. And I believe that, you know, you have a special team in Kansas City, some of the most talented teams, one of the most talented teams in the NFL. And honestly, when you have a badass player like Patrick Mahomes, where can you go wrong there? So there we go. The Kansas City Chiefs, according to me, V. Miguel Navarro, will be the Super Bowl champions. If you enjoyed the show and you want to hear more episodes like this one, then subscribe to The Miguel Navarro Show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Thank you for listening. Peace.